So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. All right, so today I wanted to share with you a little tip that I've been reading in my times with God. I've been looking at two sisters, Drusilla and Bernice. You'll find them in Acts 23 to 24. Now, these are two sisters. They're in like the word dysfunctional, that's using the term lightly. You know, they've got a corrupt father, and one's married to one man, then she starts having an affair with her own brother, and one is married to another man, and then some other man comes in and says, listen, babes, I think I can help you out more. And then she gets rid of her first husband. It's some type of confusion, but it ain't much different from what you see like on, you know, those Real Housewives shows or Love and Hip Hop News or whatever it is, those shows that happen. But so what you see today, you know, history always repeats itself, doesn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to give a snippet of not just necessarily the women, but I want to give you a snippet of the man's response to this presentation of these two women in powerful roles. So the first thing I wanted to read was that in Acts 24:24, it says, several days later, Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, who was a Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul talked about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, that's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you. At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe. So he sent for him frequently and talked with him. So what I really love is that this is a time they've arrested Paul for no reason. Do you know what I'm saying? He's in jail for just preaching the gospel, which is something we all need to do. And then you've got Drusilla, who's got her man, her husband, Felix, right? And he sends for him. But you see, when the truth is preached, as you saw in that scripture that we just read, Felix's response was to be afraid. And of course, you should be afraid if you're not really living up to what God has asked you to do in the Bible that you should be reading, obeying, and believing daily. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and it said that Drusilla was a Jewess, right? So she had already been raised in all the traditions and rules of what the Jewish faith is. And you see that, imagine if you had like Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, right? In your face, preaching you, telling you about, as he talks about judgment to come, righteousness, self-control. And these two sisters, Drusilla and Bernice, there was a lot of like lack of control, lust and money and power within their family. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it was their dad, Herod. He was the one that, the silly girl who's at the banquet dancing, saying she wants the head of John the Baptist. That's their family. So imagine if that guy is in your family, got King Agrippa, all of these type of nonsense. It could be a wrap, but obviously if God, things don't have to be a wrap. But sadly, with these two ladies, with Drusilla, she's got Paul preaching in her face these things, self-control, justice, what's going to come. And she don't change. You don't hear about Drusilla any later about like, oh, she was at, you know, the cross and all stuff like that. You don't hear about this trick. And imagine if you've had someone like Paul who was like a strong preacher and he's in your face preaching, you still don't change. Like, what are you waiting for to change? And to flip it, what I love about this is going on to Acts 25 and verse 23, it says, the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the audience from the high-ranking military officers and the prominent men of the city. At the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. Festus said, King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man? The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him in Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, shouting they all not to live any longer. So basically, they were just preaching about Paul because Paul's there coming to preach the truth. And sometimes you don't want to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you eat too much, or you're not working out enough, or you need to work harder, or all the different ors. You know what I'm saying? You need to be more disciplined, more time. All the different ors that you've heard, this is what they're trying to put on Paul, but you know, it weren't really true. So what I love about Paul's response to seeing Drusilla in Acts chapter 24, and then he sees her sister Bernice, and she comes with all this pomp and stuff. So you'd think Paul might be kind of embarrassed because he's in jail. Do you know what I'm saying? For no good reason, but from preaching the word. He's in jail and he's probably looking like not so great because prisoners, they're not dressing up in Gucci, aren't they, or something. He's probably not looking that great. His hair's probably not looking good. He might even smell. But he's still hardline. He's not like, oh, I'm a victim. He comes out victorious and he's like, I'm preaching the word if it's the last thing that I do. So he preaches to Drusilla in Acts 24. Talks about self-control, judgment, righteousness. Then he's still in jail, and he's still, even in chapter 25, meeting Drusilla's sister Bernice with her husband Agrippa, and he's there still preaching. Do you know what I'm saying? He never gives up. And it just shows you, do you have this response? And when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching myself, yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Do you have this response in the face of prominent people? Imagine like the prominent people in your life. Maybe it could be your lecturers at uni, your top bosses at work, stakeholders in your business, a key client you're always trying to reach out to, and she's just always a bit like, oh, Gucci shoes, you know what I mean? Or she's into her like dogs and stuff like that. Is there a prominent character or woman in your life that you know you need to reach out to? Have a little think. I'm going to give you like 2 seconds. Yeah. But have a little think. If there's a prominent woman, it could be your neighbour, your child's best friend's mother, or an aunt, or you, just someone who goes to your gym. She's always wearing that cute Fabletics outfit. Do you know what I mean? She's got her game on. Is there someone in your life who's a prominent woman? Do you fold? Or do you become the hero? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you hesitate to explain to them how great God is working in your life? Or even in the hard times, you still say God is great. Do you know what I'm saying? You still give that James 1:1-8 strength. Do you know what I'm saying? And say, like, even though times are hard, I'm still going to look in with joy. Like, are you a hero or are you hesitant in the presence of prominent people? Like, imagine, yeah, I always pray, like, can, like, baptize, like, Harry and Meghan Markle. Do you know what I'm saying? I think they could do great things if they're just given the right scriptures and stuff. Do you have prominent people in your life who you can pray about, who you can reach out to and be their faith hero for? Obviously, your main faith hero is Jesus, but some people need a local faith hero. So you may be that local faith hero for the girls at your gym or the people you go dog walking with or that girl who you meet at the photocopy at work. Do you know what I'm saying? So when there's prominent people, do you share your faith? Do you let them know how great God is in your life and that God is just after a relationship with them? Are you that hero? And I wanted to just say, like, just really imitate Paul. He didn't hold back. He kind of went even into even more overdrive. He didn't get fazed by all the, you know, it says in then Acts 25, all the high ranking officials, and they came with great pomp and the audience room. So pomp just means that looking really grand and show off. Paul didn't go like, oh, I'm just, I'm just a prisoner here. No, he wasn't like a victim. He became victorious and he showed how great God still was, even though he was in like, that's the lowest of the low to be in jail. You know what I mean? And he still went out and preached the word. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when there's prominent people or people you see, it's like, oh, she's too classy. Oh, she's too this, she's too rich, she's too Gucci, she's too Fabletics, she's too whatever. The thing is that she's too is, she just doesn't have that too much heart in love with God. And that's what she needs. And you could be that sink to just really put it together. So my question is, with prominent people, are you bold? And do you like explain who God is? Ask them if they would like a strong relationship with God. Do you talk about like, you know, how God has really changed? You might have had like a deep relationship before with like huge sexual past. You might have been a thief. You might have been a robot, whatever it was you can explain like how that is who I was, but this is who I am today because of God's word, because I pray, because I've got a true relationship with God, not a religion. Religion don't help you. A true relationship will. And that's the difference, that you might be that faith hero for that prominent woman. So always be that Paulina in these prominent women you see. I'm talking about women who may seem like, oh, she's too secure, she's got a husband, she's got a kid, she's got a car, she's driving a Benz, whatever it is. She probably needs you to be that faith hero in her life, like how Paul was for Bernice and Drusilla and that, but they didn't have the right response. You can help that prominent woman have the right response. So remember, it's always a battle of souls. Wherever you are in the morning, it's a battle of your soul to get yourself out of bed in the morning and Amen, you did it today. Well done. It's everything is a battle. It's a spiritual battle. You know, read up Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. I've done stuff on that before. It's always going to be a battle for you to get out of bed, a battle for you to just open your mouth and speak to that woman who's got that nice suit on, you know, in the way those high heels are highlighted. You're like, oh my gosh, how do you do it? Speak to that woman who's got that lovely car. This is probably the Ben and Jerry's ice cream to her evening that she was looking for. Do you know what I'm saying? And you can't find it at the bottom of the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. She is looking for you to be her faith hero, to come in and let her know the truth that God loves her and God just wants a relationship with her. And that is all. So when you see that next prominent woman on the train station, at the shop, in your gym, at work, wherever, I just don't know where you're going to see her, speak to her. Let her know that God loves her and that God wants a relationship with her, and study the Bible with her. Okay, if you don't know how to study the Bible, please do come and sit down with me and my friends. We'll effectively show you how you can study the Bible and really help a woman's heart fall in love with God's heart from the very love letter he wrote. All right, I'm going to see you next week. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.